A Canton man has been sentenced to 12 to 16 and a half years in prison for a deadly shooting. 33-year-old Ashad Carlisle pleaded guilty Thursday to involuntary manslaughter, improperly discharging a firearm into a habitation, and a gun specification. He was then sentenced by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Krissa Hartnett. The charges stemmed from the April 19th death of 51-year-old Richard Stotts. He was fatally shot through the window of an apartment on Tuscarawas Street West. Prosecutors say Carlisle and Stotts did not know one another. A Canton man will appear in court today after police say he stabbed a woman and later led officers on a chase. 39-year-old Julius Edwards is scheduled for arraignment in Canton Municipal Court on charges including attempted murder and felonious assault. He's accused of repeatedly stabbing his girlfriend at a home on 15th Street Southwest Tuesday morning. She was taken to Altman Hospital in critical condition. Edwards was arrested that night after police allege he fled from an attempted traffic stop in Hudson, crashed a vehicle and injured several people, shot at a state trooper, and crashed a stolen vehicle into a Summit Metro Parks police cruiser in Stowe. A Canton man is facing charges after police say he ran away from a group home Wednesday morning, prompting a search. 35-year-old Joshua Bruner was arrested after the incident in the 400 block of Goble Avenue Northeast and was arraigned Thursday in municipal court. He pleaded not guilty. Police say it was his 27th runaway incident this year, requiring him to be entered into a national missing person database. Bruner is charged with inducing panic, obstructing official business, and disorderly houses. Nimishillen Township trustees approved a pay increase for the fire department Thursday. WDPN's David Schur reports.
The 28 members of the fire department, including salary and hourly paid, will receive a 3% pay increase effective July 11. Trustees also approved Cameron Huffman as a part-time firefighter EMT in order to schedule a pre-employment physical, renew the Chamber of Commerce membership at $165, the hiring of father and son property maintenance to remove trees from a residence at 5122 Glen Oak Drive, the $5,395 cost to be added to the tax bill of the property, and a three-year cybersecurity contract for $1,867 per month from a Lebanon, Ohio business.
A Carrollton man has been arrested after a Carroll County grand jury indicted him Wednesday on 8 counts of gross sexual imposition involving 2 juvenile victims. 46-year-old Sean Batty was taken into custody Thursday by Carroll County Sheriff's deputies. Court records allege the offenses occurred between 2022 and 2025, including 2 counts involving a child under the age of 13. No arraignment date has been scheduled. The Ohio Attorney General's office is prosecuting the case. Memorial services have been scheduled for a mother and her 13-year-old daughter who were killed in Sunday's shooting in Rittman. Visitation for 43-year-old Christy McWilliams and McKinley McWilliams of Rittman will be held tomorrow from 4 until 7 at Rittman United Methodist Church, followed by a memorial service at 7. They were killed in the shooting that also claimed the life of Rittman Police Sergeant Scott Reese. Their ashes will be buried at Rittman Cemetery. Columbiana County Commissioners have approved a preliminary tax budget for 2027, but they'll need to cut nearly $391,000 from department requests before adopting a final spending plan. Projected general fund revenue totals just over $28.3 million, while funding requests exceed $28.7 million. The Sheriff's Office submitted the largest request at more than $5.6 million. Commissioners are expected to finalize the budget later this year. Mahoning County officials say the area is not expected to qualify for state or federal disaster assistance following Sunday's severe storms. They say damage from the EF1 tornado and macro burst falls short of the required funding thresholds. Cleanup is expected to take several weeks, though power has been restored to most customers. Officials are urging residents to document damage, file insurance claims, and watch out for storm-related scams. A Youngstown man is charged with murder after a shooting victim died from his injuries. 22-year-old Davion Alexander was indicted by a Mahoning County grand jury on murder, theft, and tampering with evidence charges in the death of 35-year-old Kamani Johnson. Police say Johnson was found shot on a south side sidewalk June 30th and later died at St. Elizabeth Health Center. Alexander is being held in the county jail on a $250,000 bond. He was originally charged with felonious assault. Boardman teachers say they are prepared to consider a strike if contract talks with the school district break down. The Boardman Education Association says 94% of members who voted Wednesday and Thursday supported authorizing a possible strike. Union leaders tell WKBN-TV a walkout is a last resort and they want to reach a new agreement. The current teacher's contract expired at the end of June, with mediation set for July 20th. A Brookfield woman will serve 30 days of house arrest after pleading guilty in a crash that killed a Pennsylvania man. 87-year-old Elspeth McKeague was sentenced Thursday in Trumbull County Eastern District Court after admitting in May to vehicular manslaughter in the March 8th theft. death of 62-year-old David Rice of Sharpsville. The Highway Patrol said McKeague turned left onto Addison Avenue and collided with Rice's motorcycle on State Route 82. A judge also suspended McKeague's driver's license for 2 years and ordered her to serve probation. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.